Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. The art of font design is notoriously time-consuming. Though there are now algorithms to help simplify the process, many font designers around the world still design each individual character from the ground up. The average European font set is made up of around 500 to 3,000 glyphs and takes a couple of months to complete. But nowhere is typography more difficult than in Taiwan and Hong Kong, where the glyph count for a full traditional Chinese character set can go up to 14,000 characters, and a single project can take up to 2 years to complete. In Taipei, Monocle's Clarissa Wei tells us more.
It's one of the most difficult languages, one of the most difficult writing system, and therefore, by its nature, the most difficult type design in the world.
This is Winston Su, a font designer in Taiwan and co-founder of Just Font, a traditional Chinese type foundry. We're in his office in downtown Taipei, where he and a team of 14 other people have been busy churning out custom typefaces since 2014. Taiwan is one of the few places in the world where traditional Chinese characters are the script of choice. Compared to simplified Chinese, which is used in mainland China, traditional Chinese is more complicated because its characters have more strokes on average.
So why are traditional Chinese fonts so difficult to design?
For people whose mother tongue is Chinese, it's usually not particularly difficult understanding the sophisticated structures, but it is very intimidating to ask average designers to finish a project with tens of thousands of characters. The Chinese fonts and Western fonts, obviously, they belong to vastly different writing systems. Latin characters like the Times New Roman font in your computer, it is a relatively large character set. It has 3,300 characters for all kinds of European languages, but that's like only one-third of the characters we have to make. While for Chinese typefaces, there are tens of thousands of characters to be made. European or American designers, they say they could start a project and finish it within 3 months. That's like the fastest they can get. But in Chinese type design, we usually spend 2 years for a single font or a single weight. A weight is when you press the B button in the word editor, that means boldface. It's not a computer effect like boom, the typefaces could instantly look bolder. It's a completely new design. It took us 6 years to make two font families.
In fact, fonts are so tedious to design that only a handful of new ones have been published in Taiwan over the last two decades.
In the past 10 years, I guess there were no more than 10 styles created.
Unlike English, which consists of 26 words in an alphabet, Chinese is a pictographic script where every character is a distinct word with a distinct image. Take, for example, the Chinese character zhen, which means person or people. It's two lines leaned up against one another, like a tent. But there are some subtleties. The stroke on the right is slightly shorter than the one on the left. The weight of the left stroke is top-heavy, whereas the right stroke is the reverse.
There are only two strokes in this character. But how do you balance these two strokes? And how do you design the shape of that stroke? If you fail on one of them, it's a failed character. Quite interestingly, the most difficult character to design is the simple one.
To figure out how to balance a character, font designers will spend a lot of time researching past designs.
So the research process, it will usually involve scrutinizing ancient printings and classic calligraphy works to learn more about how the structures and strokes details can look like.
So a lot of the work is done on paper first.
Yeah,
before
first.
Before it goes on the
In
computer.
The beginning.
Then the designers will create a sample set of characters to see if the style works as a cohesive unit.
So in East Asia, font companies have their own 300 characters set. And this is quite important.
So you guys will choose 300 words that yes. are the most iconic.
Iconic, most commonly used in daily dialogue. After this, the production on screen can officially begin. On average, our designers can each create 50 to 60 characters a day. So in a one-year span, we roughly spend 8 months for creating and 4 months rechecking. After they build up enough characters, they start to do overall adjustments to set finished characters in articles so they can inspect whether it's harmonious or not. Usually, it could be quite chaotic in the beginning. Therefore, they are typically going to spend another 6 months to synchronize and calibrate their details. When this is finished, the engineer takes over to do the encoding and encryptions. Since we started creating fonts from the end of 2014, there were two font families we have finished. The one is Jingxuan, and its counterpart, the rounded version of Jingxuan, which is named Jingxuan Latte. For people who understand Western typography, let's think about Optima. And Jingxuan is close to that idea. And in Taiwan, there is a kind of oolong tea named Jingxuan. And oolong tea is between fermented and not fermented. It's a middle weight of tea. And Jingxuan Latte is like we put milk into that tea. And milk gives us a rounded feeling.
To get a broader idea of the Taiwanese font market, I spoke to Zhang Jiyi, president of the Taiwan Design Research Institute. Every year they hold the Golden Pin Awards, considered the Oscars of the design world in Taiwan.
Almost every year we have font design win the Golden Pin Award. Font design is very important in terms of cultural identity. Designers around the world are visualizing their language. Few people have what it takes to become an independent type designer in Taiwan.
It's a cultural identity that is forged with a lot of care and time. And an art that, despite massive technological advances, won't be fading anytime soon.
Many type design foundries or companies nowadays are developing their own algorithms to make this thing easier. Some people are talking about artificial intelligence to make the entire process faster, or even replacing the designers faster. For example, an algorithm can make all corners rounder or sharper. That would help a lot. Yes, of course, technology can help, but it is not replacing type designers.
For Monocle, in Taipei, I'm Clarissa Wei.
My thanks to Clarissa Wei there. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.